A rabbit came into my house once, with funny, stretched out ears. His nose was full of wiggles, and his eyes were full of fears. I said, "Why do you twitch your nose? Is that a bunny habit? And are you called the March Hare, or called the Easter Rabbit?" He never said a word, but bounced away on pushing legs. But oh, he left behind a nest of colored Easter eggs. The Easter Rabbit by Unknown. My name is Becca Reiswig, and you're listening to So That's What Happened, a podcast where I share some of my favorite stories. History is full of engaging and fascinating topics, whether we go back to the dawn of time or only a few years ago. So settle in as we explore one of my favorites. This week's episode is a little different than usual. Easter has just passed. Yesterday, actually, if you are listening to this on the day it was released. So I decided to do an Easter story. I thought long and hard on what story to tell. Should it have to do with Easter? Or maybe it just took place during Easter Day? In the end, I decided to go in a different direction than my topics usually go. Today, we will be learning about the origins of the Easter Bunny. We will be taking a look into the lore and fables surrounding the creature, and how he became the harbinger of egg hunts and chocolate treats that we think of today. If you don't want to have the mystique of the bunny removed, maybe skip this episode. As I said, we're wandering into the realm of folklore and legend and away from verifiable history, but I think this genre is just as important as any other. The tales we weave can tell a lot about the culture and people who share them. Perhaps the story of the Easter Bunny is just that, a fanciful story. But maybe, if we are open to it and listen carefully, there will be a seed of wisdom and truth. It's up to you whether this is just an entertaining fairy tale, or something more. Before we dive into today's topic, I'd like to say I'm not sure how popular the whole Easter Bunny thing is outside of the US and what traditions may differ. For anyone who may be confused as to what I'm talking about, here in the States, or at least in the culture I grew up in, the Easter Bunny is a huge part of our Easter traditions. When I was a kid, every year on Easter Sunday, we would have a massive egg hunt on my grandparents' property. My grandfather would hide colorful plastic eggs filled with candy or coins all over the yard. Me, my sister, and our cousins would then be unleashed to find them all and then bask in our spoils. Some people dye hard-boiled eggs and hunt those, or just put together an Easter basket with no hunting necessary. The story goes that the Easter Bunny hides eggs and leaves chocolates for children to celebrate the holiday. Now then, there are many differing ideas of how a rabbit came to be associated with Easter. So let's take a look at a few of them, pagan, Christian, and somewhere in between. We'll start with the obvious question, especially if you have a background similar to mine. Where does a rabbit fit into Christian theology? The answer is a confusing "it does and doesn't." If you were to turn to the Bible for an example, the only thing that really stands out is a verse in Leviticus that lists the hare as an unclean thing. And yet, the rabbit is often utilized as a symbol of both purity and fertility in Christian art. Nowhere is this seen more than in context with Mary, the mother of Jesus. It is an odd juxtaposition, to be sure. So maybe that's it. Maybe the Easter Bunny started off as some sort of symbol of Mary at Jesus' resurrection. Oh, I don't know why she's giving away eggs and candy. What I do know, though, is most answers can be found in history if we look in the right places. And I do have an answer for the presence of the eggs. Leading up to Easter, many Christians celebrate Lent. This is a time where something is given up. Traditionally, it's a particular food, though nowadays choosing to do without things like social media or common sacrifices as well. However, a very common, if not mandatory, choice way back in the 1400s was the egg. People would then celebrate the end of the fast by painting and eating them. Additionally, the egg can be said to represent the idea of the tomb, so that's one item tentatively scratched off our list. Alright, so how did chocolate get added to the tradition? My thinking is same song, different verse. People gave up chocolate for Lent and then gorged themselves on it as soon as they could. As far as I can tell, that, combined with commercialism, is as good an answer as any. So back to the Easter Bunny. from what I've read, the earliest stories of the Easter Bunny as we know it come from Germany. This tale was markedly similar to our current one, with a little bit of Santa mixed in for good measure. The Easter Bunny would leave a nest of eggs for good children. From a Christian perspective, the bunny could be tied to springtime and rebirth, which fits nicely in with the theme surrounding Easter of Jesus' resurrection. Now, what about those pagan ties I mentioned? Well, this brings us to one of my favorite folklorists, Jacob Grimm of Brothers Grimm fame. He wrote in his 1835 book, Deutsche Mythologie, that the Easter hare is unintelligible to me, but probably the hare was the sacred animal of Ostara. This claim has been refuted by many scholars, though, citing a lack of source material. Regardless, it's a fun story, so let's take a look. The Encyclopedia Mythica tells the legend as, Ostara is the personification of the rising sun. In that capacity, she is associated with the spring and is considered a fertility goddess. She is the friend of all children, and to amuse them, she changed her pet bird into a rabbit. This rabbit brought forth brightly colored eggs, which the goddess gave to the children as gifts. From her name and rites, the festival of Easter is derived. So that's what happened. There is no real documented proof to back up anyone's ideas on the true origin of the Easter Bunny, so I guess we can just consign him to the shrouded lands of myth and legend. Of course, myth and legend are where some of our most powerful ideals and fears live. So, in the end, I suppose that's where an egg-laying rabbit belongs. If you'd like to read more, I found an article on Ancient Origins, The Very Strange History of the Easter Bunny by Katie Edwards, and History's Easter Symbols and Traditions, which is a compilation of several other articles and videos by History.com's editors. Very helpful. And finally, a quick reminder that there may or may not be a new episode on April 19th due to me moving states. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider rating and reviewing it, as well as subscribing and sharing. If you'd like to directly help me, you can head over to patreon.com/sothatswhathappened or click the link in the notes. If you have any topics you'd like to hear me cover, or questions or comments about this or past stories, send an email to sothatswhathappenedpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me over on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as STWH Podcast. According to some sources, the Easter Bunny first arrived in America in the 1700s with German immigrants who settled in Pennsylvania and transported their tradition of an egg-laying hare called Osterhase. Their children made nests in which this creature could lay its colored eggs. Eventually, the custom spread across the U.S., and the fabled rabbit's Easter morning deliveries expanded to include chocolate and other types of candy and gifts, while decorated baskets replaced nests. Excerpt from History.com's article, Easter Symbols and Traditions.